Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. This is the weekend edition, part two of what we started yesterday with Randy Taylor. We're going to be getting into a few deeper things here. More local, more things that you and I, all of us together, we can do, we should be doing. And I want to say thank you for that. Folks, do me a favor. Please go to HagmanPI.com, bookmark that website. HagmanPI.com, bookmark that website. I do have, I'm not going to take the camera and show you. I've got some things on my desk that I'm going to be putting up. They're from some time ago, but they're relevant to today that really connect some dots. I do collect investigative documents. That's what some of these are. By the way, I've happened to find George Floyd's autopsy report. You know, Floyd died from a drug overdose. You know that, right? It wasn't any neck on the or knee on the neck or whatever positioning. It wasn't anything like that. He died from a fentanyl overdose plus some other drugs. Just to let you know that. Okay, that's announcement number one. Number two announcement. Please, I beg of you, I ask you. Look, it doesn't take that much time. Go to Rumble. Go to Brighteon. Subscribe. And then hit a like, if you don't mind. The reason I ask you to do that, it helps us get the word out, okay? We had gone from, again, 250,000 subscribers from that communist platform YouTube to this. We should be up in the hundreds of thousands. I would like that. Heck, I would be happy with 50. So please subscribe to Rumble and YouTube, YouTube, Rumble and Brighteon. Second thing, Jack Cashel and Susan Daniels, both new books out, will be in studio next week, toward the end of the week. All right, Jack Cashel, good friend of the program, good friend of mine, writer for American Thinker, prolific author. Unmasking Obama, one of his great books. He's got a new book out, Untenable. He's going to be talking about that, as well as what's going on with Obama right now and how he plays into things. Susan Daniels, she's got a book out. Oh, my goodness. And you know, our paths crossed back in the 80s. I did not know that. I'm going to be talking to you about that. So that's next week. Another thing, too, I want to tell you this. If you haven't done so already, you know, Randy Taylor and I were talking in the last broadcast about advertisers. And we satellite phone store, okay? I don't get paid to say this. I want to tell you this. You need to go to satellite phone store and say, hey, Doug Hagman said to contact you. Hook me up with a satellite phone and a plan. Because in a bivy stick, do that because you're going to be without communication pretty soon. And if you have a dog, I'll just share this real quick before I bring Randy on. I did something, folks, I got to admit this. I did something, shame on me, okay? We rescued a golden retriever named Maxwell, okay? So what I did was I actually taught him how to open a door. Now he's got no opposable thumbs, right? So it's got to be a latch door. And I would show you the film of this, but I don't want to show you the inside of my house, how the layout, because then people, and you know, because there are bad people out there. So now I showed him how to open the door. What he has not gotten down yet is how to shut the door behind him. That's a problem. Any ideas on that, let me know. But now, okay, so now when he wants in, okay, so he can open the door and push the door open. He just can't shut the door behind him. Now, what he's learned to do is when he wants back in, he will open the door and pull it with his paw to come back in. if I happen to shut the door. Oh, and speaking of dogs, Nupro, N-U-P-R-O. Again, I don't get paid to say this, but I got to tell you something. These fine folks at Nupro, this is a fantastic nutritional supplement for your dog. I really would, if you have a dog, a cat, your favorite furry friend, folks, please, please go to Nupro. And again, tell them Doug Hagman sent you. This, you want solutions? You want a good, healthy, best friend, best furry friend to live a long time, to build up the immune system, the joints? Nupro, that's the way to go. All right. Thank you to my fine friends at Nupro. Love you. Love you, people. You guys have a great product. Great products. Nupro. N-U-P-R-O. Link will be in the program description box. All right. Just very briefly. Yesterday, we were talking about things. And if you recall, recently, The Atlantic, they came out and said, hey, can't we all get along right now? You know, let's just kind of forget about the last couple of years. And this is about the COVID stuff, right? Let's forget about the last couple of years. Let's come together. Let's forget and forgive. I think if you would think about Randy Taylor talking about yesterday, myself, forgiveness is not for this generation. We need to destroy each and every one who carried out the abuse that we saw over the last couple of years. Whether it's the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, or whether it is the programming, the grooming of our children, or the mandatory masking, or the restrictions on travel, or whatever the case might be. There is no forgiveness. There is no forgetting, at least in my view. If that makes me a bad Christian, so be it. I will answer to my God at my time. You know, our parents were forced to die alone, if you remember the SARS-CoV BS, in isolation, while we were forbidden to hold their hand, to be with them. Thousands never had the opportunities to say goodbye. That's not okay. We know exactly what the covenant, for example, of marriage is all about. We know about raising families. To separate families during a time like that is unforgivable. Even more so, to groom children into this perverse lifestyle of transgenderism, that there are more than two sexes. There is no common ground here. You want forgiveness for that? My message to you is to F off. I don't possess that capacity. I think I can speak for Mr. Taylor, but I'll let him do so. I personally refuse to give those people or anyone listening or anyone who would want to come over to the right side at this point credit to this intolerant, this vile, this vicious, hate-filled, insane, these insane leftists who demanded all of the totalitarian stuff, whether it be the COVID issues or whether it be the grooming in schools and transgender stuff that we look at with respect to the COVID policies is nonsense now. I don't care who's apologizing now. You, if you are, or if you are a part of this, you need to be shunned. You need to never have a day of peace. As Randy Taylor said, you should never enjoy a meal out without being molested. When I say molested, obviously, within the law, you should not be at peace because you did not afford us peace at all. You should be mocked and you should be cast into the pit of irrelevance. And those who are high-minded reach across the aisle. The crew that you saw yesterday, for example, you continue this bleeding philosophically BS about how we must grow out of grow our ranks by accepting the newly found forgiveness, the sorrow, the whatever, about those who carried out this crap. The constant granting of benefit to those who abuse us in whatever scene, whatever place, whatever location, whatever situation, with our children, with us, with our grandparents. That's the epitome of a battered conservative, a battered Christian syndrome. And you're, if you are some sort of professional apologist for the right, for the Uniparty, you can keep trying to bring us to the other side, right? You can, you hope eventually that the abuse will stop, especially from the left. In the meantime, prudent people, white, conservative, Christian people, and many blacks, I will say this, and many people of color, I'll say this, who know what's going on, who understand this toxic sludge of abuse to which they themselves have been abused. Folks, your time, the time of the abuser, the time of the globalists, the time of the New World Order people, your time is up. The Hagman Platform, Randy Taylor, Doug Hagman, Eric the Tech, and whoever else wants to join us, your time will soon come to an end. Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. Welcome. Let's talk.
Yes, sir. Glad you clarified that. I know I said yesterday that, you know, I love everybody. Now, if you have crossed certain lines,
yeah,
I don't know how you cross back. I really don't. And that's between you and your maker. But if we meet face to face, you're done.
You know, as a
politician, you're out of office. We're done playing with you people. And like Doug just said, I don't want these people to ever have a peaceful meal out in public. If they go to the zoo with their kids, I want you going to the zoo. I mean, get on this. Fight fire with fire. Get a copy of Sun Tzu. Yep. So you understand where Doug and I are coming from. We've used that all our lives. That's why we're still here. Why we're still alive. Okay, you have to outthink. Listen, if you, the battle, I'll tell you where the battle's won. It's not on the battlefield. It's won here. This is where you win the battle.
Before the war even starts,
thank you.
Right?
Thank you. That's just the icing on the cake. Okay, yeah. That's just to make sure that the message was sent. That's totality.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Okay. And we can whip these son of a guns if we do this right. And I'm telling you right now, these people can be beat, and I don't mean physically, but they can be beat into submission. You crawl up these legislative, do you even know how to go? And it's just punch in U.S. House of Representatives contact information, and it will come right up. There's the list. Contact your representatives and tell them how displeased you are with what they're doing. And the ones that did do a good, like the ones that actually voted to censure Adam Schiff, tell them, thank you, but you're just getting started. We expect more. Adam Schiff, he should not be allowed to walk on this. And all those people you heard in that chamber in that video yesterday that Doug played for us, they're all, you know, supporting Adam Schiff. Every one of those people was mocking you. They were mocking the democratic process. They were mocking the republic. And therefore, because the things Adam Schiff did were sins, they were mocking God.
That's right.
That, and I believe that was a big mistake. But you got to hear, you want to know why nothing's getting done for us in the House of Representatives and the Senate? You just saw the clown show. You just saw all the clowns trying to get into Volkswagen.
You know, the left thrice kicked out God out of their platform over the years. I believe
they've spoken. They've spoken against God, spoken against Christianity publicly. Yeah. Publicly. Yeah. They don't even like to have the American flag at their conventions.
Oh,
people, get it together. If you haven't noticed the subtle destruction just in that way, in the background stuff, you don't have a chance of understanding what's coming in your face full blast. These people are trying to destroy America. I love America. I love Canada. But things have got to change, people, or you're not going to have either. I'm telling you, they gave you that 2030 date. That's the absolute expiration date. Okay, before they had this all in full swing. Building up to that, they're beating us down to where we're going to be laying on the ground in 2030. This is when they're going to step on our neck and close out the last of our breath. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, you are so right. And I got to say this. You mentioned, we talked yesterday, the last broadcast about the Deagle report and about the...
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, page two, and I combined yesterday's and today's show prep together. This is from the Mike Adams website, written by Bill Carter. Pfizer confidential docs show 2025 depopulation forecast is not far-fetched. Now, we know that there's more than just the so-called clot shots, if you will, the injecticides involved in this, but... I wanted to just bring your attention to this because the world is starting to realize that the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines are actually aimed at mass extermination within a targeted time frame. And that's one part of a multi-part puzzle. But read that article, folks, because exactly what Randy said yesterday and what we've been talking about, look, folks, they want to kill us and they want to put us, the rest of us, in cells. And of course, we're their slaves. And understand where this is all headed if we don't act.
That is no joke what you're saying, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm firing you something out of, I sent it yesterday, but in case you don't have it, I'm going to shoot it to Eric real quick. Right. And this is a clip out of one of Klaus Schwab's books.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I want you to read that word for word, please, Doug, on the air. I want you to read it.
All right, yeah.
Okay, well, as soon as Eric pulls out, because let me tell you something. You say, well, who's Klaus Schwab? He's just some author in a book. No, he's the front man for the World Economic Forum, WEF.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, people. Look at your politicians and who's subscribed, who has attended this WEF. This is just one page out of a book. This is one paragraph out of a book that spells out your demise. And here's the sad part. I don't know where this Nazi came from, okay? But he has signed up world leaders with a promise, a seat at their table, at the globalist table. And this man, I'm telling you, pay attention. And you look and you go behind anybody, punch in a search term, just punch in any politician you want and then WEF. And Canadians, same thing. Okay. Trudeau, Freeland is camped out there. She's over there all the time with this Nazi. She's got Nazi blood in her veins. Trace her lineage. She doesn't even try and hide it. And that's the thing. And then I want you to look at the politicians that are supposed to be conservatives, like Rumpel. Okay? So a mouthy little conservative girl, all right? She's a WEF fan. Pierre. He's supposed to be the savior of Canada. He's got a background with WEF. I'm telling you. And go through our government. They are signed. Ladies and gentlemen, please sit up and pay attention, especially to the paragraph that's going to be read to you. This is just one paragraph out of a book by this monster. And this is what the politicians, because they want to save the planet, and they want to save us from climate. You realize that yesterday we were all supposed to be dead for that stupid little chick. Who's the mouthy little one? Got her. Oh, you're going to save the world and climate change. Greta something. Doug. Greta.
What's that?
The little European girl. It told us that the world was going to end. It was supposed to end yesterday.
Oh, yes.
That little snot.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they throw these dates. Oh, it's going to end. It's going to end. It's going to end. Right? Guess what?
Yeah. What's plan B?
Two days ago. Sorry, it was 2 days ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, about this. Okay. Now, I want people to understand this. Okay. All right. Now, the AP fact checkers, and I was able to verify this. Okay. Klaus Schwab did not write this in the book. However, John Coleman did. Okay.
My mistake.
No, but hey, don't worry about it, because when you start looking and compiling the information that has been taught to the understudies of Klaus Schwab, he echoes what Coleman, Dr. John Coleman, who's written about Committee 300 and such.
Right.
Okay, so
there's a couple authors on each one of Schwab's books. It's not totally him.
Coleman did a great job in exposing the New World Order. But I will read this to you only because, now this did not come directly from Schwab, however, it does not mean it's any less relevant. I just want everyone to know that, because people will say, well, that didn't come from Klaus Schwab. Okay, not a problem. Okay, I get that. But let's just talk about it. Okay, because again, this comes from Coleman, who I regard as a very, very great source. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal rapid acting diseases and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at substance levels for the non-elite, starting with the white population of Western Europe and North America, and spreading to other races. Again, these are the words of Coleman, echoed by people like Schwab, Freeman, Trudeau. Hey, don't worry about it. Again, this is good stuff. The populations of Canada, Western Europe, and the U.S. will be decimated more rapidly than other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of a billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races. And look into that too, folks. Understand why that would be selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. There it is right there. So, yeah.
My apologies. I got that mixed up.
Yeah, but you know what? There's so much information out there. I mean, I get it.
I know. I don't give out useless information.
No. But Coleman did a great job in summarizing this, and I wouldn't have known that had I not gone through and found a reference to this. I did the same thing before, and then I went to Coleman's book. I think that came from the Committee of 300. I'm not sure. Anyway, but the bottom line was that was Coleman.
We're hearing the same thing from several sources, basically, right, that have put it in print. And trust me, if you listen to Klaus Schwab, you can go on YouTube, just punch it in if you want. You can go, and don't even go there. I can't stand those communists. But you go on to one of the, like, Rumble.
Yes.
Punch in Klaus Schwab. I'll tell you what, you're going to see things there that are going to make you sick.
Yes.
Do you want to know who they're talking about? You? Your children? No, don't worry about your mom and dad. They probably won't live long enough. You, your children, your grandchildren. Klaus Schwab says that we should murder our pets because
they're
causing CO2 emission. Would you think for one reason that I could have put a bullet in my best friend? I don't understand these people. And if you don't think Klaus Schwab is a Nazi, You're wrong. Dig in. I intend to expose more of this guy on the site. This guy's got to go. Well, this guy's got to go. And here's the sad part. I don't even know who he is as far as where did he get so much power to be signing up world leaders.
Kissinger.
And
Brzezinski.
Thank you. So you want to know what's going on behind the scenes. This guy's just a front guy.
Of course.
But as they did with their 2030 population and climate control thing, United Nations, when they put that out, he's doing the same thing. He's doing just like the Muslim Brotherhood did when they talked about the project. They lay it right out on the table, and we still don't pay attention. People, talked about complacency yesterday. I hope you did your homework last night. Right? What were we supposed to do? We were supposed to read Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And when we talk about wealthy people that say, oh, you know what? I'm all right. I'm not going to get involved in this. I've got my wealth, my kids and grandchildren will be good. Klaus Schwab, you will own nothing and you will be happy.
And we're going to be eating the bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. As if we're, you know, some sort of subspecies, right?
You know what I'm finding out, though, more and more as I talk to people?
What's that?
They're not even looking at this stuff. They listen to the news, and then they go about their business.
And I spoke to a neighbor.
And I'm like, what? Before. Yeah.
Okay, and I said, did you see where they're making this meat that's not meat and stuff. Oh, I want to try that. I'm saying to myself, what's wrong with
you? Go to Burger King. they're selling it.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Is this not, you know, at first I thought, okay, for the vegetarians. No. Because they're killing cows over CO2 emissions, i.e. cow farts, methane.
Yep.
These are the same people. They're still driving cars, okay? They're flying around in jets all over the world to tell you this story. One jet, can you imagine what that does as far as how many dog farts that's worth? You know what I'm saying? And people listen to these clowns. They listen to them. I mean, if you just know that 2 + 2 = 4, anything they say to you shouldn't add up.
Precisely.
I don't understand how you get to work every day.
Did you without
a map?
Okay. Did you see this? The World Health Organization just appointed.
Favorite.
Oh yeah, Dr. Vanessa Carey was appointed as the World Health Organization Director General, Special Envoy for Climate Change and Health. Now, does that name Vanessa Carey ring a bell? How about John Carey?
Yeah,
that's his daughter.
Yeah, who says that farmers should shut down their farms because it's too much on CO2 emissions running those farms. You know, when they run the tractors that harvest the corn and wheat and things that we eat every day and everything that we have because of climate change. It's causing climate change and people are going to die from climate change. Well, I got news for you there, Mr. Carey. People would die a lot faster from hunger than from climate change. And that little Greta girl just proved my point. We were all supposed to be dead 2 days ago. The planet wasn't going to be here anymore. I looked outside. Still looking pretty good, baby.
Yeah.
And if there's any climate change going on, people need to look in. I got a little blurb about Bill Gates. Okay, you wonder why Bill Gates is in Africa all the time. It's not just vaccines. They're dumping a ton of money. Him and another very wealthy billionaire named George Soros. They're playing weather games over there.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Nobody, you know what? It came and went in a second.
Yep.
And nobody's even looking at it. We know for decades, probably more than I'm old. You know, I'm not going to say how many decades that is. But anyway, decades, they've been playing with climate change. They first started out with the excuse of, well, this will help with hurricanes. Yeah, that's the ticket. And then they were saying, oh, well, this would help dry, barren land in Africa if we could actually make it rain.
Yeah, cloud seeding, of course. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And this is how they come at you. And anyone with half a brain would probably go, wow, people in Africa do die from, yeah, okay, well, let them try that. You know what I'm saying? That's how people get sucked into this. They lie to you.
And I have lied to you. Exactly. And I feel
everything. Look at Gates with Doug. Look at Gates with these vaccines.
Oh yeah.
He even came out and said it about with the right vaccines, how it was going to control the population.
Exactly. But people say, well, that was taken out of context. Well, baloney it was.
Oh yeah, Freudian slip. Yeah. Right.
And
who gave him, and Doug, who gave him the right?
Well,
people, I didn't
see, and people, okay, so people have this misunderstanding that, well, he became rich from working with the stuff in his garage and, you know, created things. Right. Okay, no. Think our government. Mm-hmm. Think about our government. That's how. Okay.
And the government jumped right in there, and one computer company that made tons of money because of the government was Dell. That's every office true. You went in, every office you went into, I don't care what city you were in, you saw Dell computers.
That's
in the government offices, and that's no, and that is no joke.
Yep.
I know this because I've dealt with municipalities all over the place, and you walk in, it's Dell computers, okay? And those Dell computers, they're not running in Steve Jobs programs, okay? Those are all Microsoft, and you think he did something great, really? You buy a computer, and 2 years later, you got to buy another one because the program changed, the platform changed. Oh, he's doing everybody a favor. You ever read that end user license agreement, the EULA agreement? Oh, no, you just click it and go. He owns you. He owns everything you do on that computer, and he can shut it down anytime he wants. You just signed it and gave him the authority to do it.
And every, and I'll
the EULA agreement.
Yes.
Read it.
Yes. Well, if you can get through the 5,000 pages.
Words, yeah. That's why people don't read it. That's where they burn you.
Exactly. And
he's got back doors into everything.
Back doors.
In the government.
Yep.
Yes. This is not
everything.
This has been coming for years. They loved it when they saw, because Bill Gates is a smart guy.
Yep.
Okay. And when they saw him coming and wave that, hey, man, you can make billions. Billions. You could be the richest man in the world. Billions. You don't think he jumped on that? And then once they had him on there and he's making money and everything, they said, hey, you want to help us start playing with the weather? And you know what? We want you to start buying farmland as much as you can so we control the food, Bill, buddy.
And even if you have this tinge of conscience, I've got to say this. You have Epstein pulling up the rear saying, okay, well, you know what? Well, look, you might want to rethink this because of a tape, 2002A, you know, from Epstein Island.
Yeah, where Bill's messing around with it.
Yeah.
Children.
Right.
Children.
And
look at that list. If you ever really get that list, and be careful of artificials, okay?
Yes.
Okay, really, really. Be careful of it, okay? Because they'll stick anybody on the list. Go, oh, here's an Epstein's Island. No, but there's some on there. It's absolutely factual, and even major media has printed their names.
And you know, conversationally, and I wasn't planning on talking about this, but I'm glad we are.
Yep.
You know, Jim Caviezel, who I'll just say that I've got intermediary contacts, and Mel Gibson now are starting to speak some very heavy truths about what's really going on in Hollywood and things.
Gibson's putting together a movie.
Yeah.
He's doing a movie.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, when he, by saying that, he put a price on his head.
Oh yes.
Because any actor that's had anything to do with this and exposing child trafficking has mysteriously ended up dead.
Yep.
Yep. This is no joke. When Doug was talking yesterday, I hope you were paying attention. When he's talking about the devil in a couple of previous shows. The devil is behind this. This is not God inspired. This is Satan inspired. And people, Satan is alive and well on planet Earth. And he has control of a lot of things. And that's why I tell you, do not be complacent. God does not want complacency. And I want you to read, this is no joke, I want you to read Matthew 7:26. Chapter 7, verse 26. I also want you to read Revelation chapter 3. Yes, this is your homework again tonight, 15 through 17. And there's only a couple more verses after that. Feel free to read those, because God says specifically in there, these people aren't doing this right. You're being complacent. I spew you from my mouth. Wow.
Amen to that.
And that's in red letters if you're reading a King James Version. So guess whose words those are? That isn't somebody just made it up.
That's right. Pay attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. And all you have to do, I know that when I just took a glance, there was over, I think it was over 30 verses in the Bible that speak on complacency, slothfulness. One of the seven deadly sins, Doug.
Yep.
Stop and think about that. And here's the sad part, and I'm going to take the beating with you, the punishment with you, is we allow this to happen.
Yes.
I'm not shirking and pointing my finger at everybody. No, you know why? When I point, I got a bunch of them pointing back at me because I allowed it on my shift too.
Yep.
But we got to fix this. I can't do it myself. Doug can't do it himself. Together, we can't do it. But all of us together.
With God.
You got it. With God leading the way, I'm telling you, we can win this back. It's going to take work. Are you ready? Are you ready to go to the lengths that our forefathers did? We're not even asking you to go that far. We're asking you just email some congressmen and some senators. We're asking you, if you see some garbage like Adam Schiff sitting in a restaurant, you need to stop by and say hi with 6, 7, 8, or 10 of your friends and let him know what a piece of garbage he is. You know what? You're paying
channeling for Maxine Waters, but yes, yes.
Yes, but especially her. You see her, light her up. I mean, you tell her, I'd say verbally. So I mean, light her up. We are not condoning violence in any way, shape, or form. Nope. And I want that made crystal clear. All right? We're trying to give you away because a lot of people said, I don't want to do, God doesn't want us to hurt anyone. Okay. So I'm going to work with you here. Get out there and get dirty. Okay, when you hear about a transsexual dancing in front of children at one of your local schools, I expect you to say something. We do. We're right here. This is a platform that Mr. Hagman put together years ago, my good friend, my best friend. And you know what? I sat there and I watched, because we worked very heavily together in the early 2000s. And then I kind of went underground when things changed with the government. And we found out that we were working for the wrong people and with the wrong people. And then we decided we were going to take them to task. And that's what we've been doing. Doug stepped out and did it first. And I saw the fight that he was in. I said, we're going to do this together. Okay? We can't do it by ourselves, though, people. We need help. We need financial support greatly, because we just lost a bunch of advertisers.
Yeah.
This isn't for fun. Okay. We don't do this for laughs and giggles. Okay. We're doing this because we love our God. We love our country, and we love our Christian patriot brothers and sisters that are out there facing the same extinction and torment before that we are. And this isn't the first time in history when people thought the end of the world was near, okay? But you know what? Each time they fought.
That's true.
You got it sitting in Scotland. You don't think those people looked at it when the English were coming in there and we were going to overrun Scotland and kill? They were killing Scots right and left. Don't you think that they possibly thought, oh, we're in Revelation?
Or if you were in Dresden, yeah.
Yeah, but what did they do?
They fought.
And that's what we're going to do.
Amen to that.
You understand me? Do you understand me, people? It's time to get your hands dirty. And we're telling you how to do it legally. And when we say go harass somebody at a restaurant, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? Because they do it to our people. Remember Maxine Waters? I wish I had that little video to play. Maxine Waters telling their followers, okay, which are your BLMs and your Antifas and her supporters, can't even come up with a good label for them, okay? And telling them communists. To harass, thank you, but telling them to not give our people a moment of peace. I wish I had that clip. Because I sat there and I watched this and I thought, I can't believe that a legislator in the United States, in one of our houses, is actually saying this. And then I thought, hey, we can play by the same rules. We can play by the same game. We're not breaking the law. It's not against the law if I sit there and make you uncomfortable while you're eating a big fat steak that we paid for after you were traitor and tried to overthrow a president, a sitting president that we elected legally. We put that man in office, and all you did was squander 4 years of his presidency and the United States with crap. Your little fake this, fake that, fake witnesses, this Durham report exposed Hillary Clinton and everybody that's involved in it. We had people saying that they heard things on a telephone and trying to impeach the president. That was a shot at all of us, not just Donald Trump. He was just the guy that took the punch in the face for us. That was at all of us. They were mocking your vote, mocking our democratic process, mocking the Republic, and by committing, you know what? They committed sins just like in the tablets, the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not lie. Huh? What? Yeah. So they were mocking God. In the highest court and things in the land, the highest legislative body and branch in the land.
Yep.
Respect used to be respected around the world. No longer. You don't think our enemies are laughing at us? You don't wonder why China's getting bolder and then they're flying closer to our ships out there in the ocean and messing around? You don't think that Russia is looking at us? Russia said 2 days ago, I believe, Putin said, if you're a pedophile, you're going to be castrated. I'm with that. But not over here. No, if you're a pedophile, we're going to glorify you. We're going to protect you from the population because we feel that your rights have been trampled. That's what we're saying. That's what our government says. Yeah, let's promote sexuality. Putin is so against pedophilia, it's not even funny. I mean, he's talking, you're going to get castrated. It will not be tolerated. And he has pointed out that the West, that's us, and Canada is full of pedophiles. We have no respect in this world. And you know what? We don't deserve it. And they're coming for us. When I say they, these globalists, the United States is the last barricade before the whole deal goes under. And we have people from around the world email us every day. Mr. Taylor, Mr. Hagman, please, they're pleading, please do not give up. Please stop these people. Please, they're begging because they know we're the only thing standing between what's going on in total collapse. And you know what? If you ever watched the movie 1984, that's a pretty good rendition. I'm talking about the real deal. That's a pretty good rendition of what your life's going to look like. Go back and picture China in the beginning, especially. Millions of people died. Hundreds of millions of people died. Russia. Okay, it used to be like that before Gorbachev and Reagan did their thing. Okay, Russia used to be like that, where you worked for this, you know, for whatever company was making shoes for the army. You worked for them. And then at the end of the day, you went and got your little thing of soup and your bread, and hopefully they made iced tea today so you could take it back to your little jail cell sized room and enjoy your dinner before you go to sleep and you gotta get up and go do it again. You think that people, you need to get a handle on what communism is. You need to realize the trap that you're walking into.
But don't get fatigued by this either.
No.
I want to warn people. It's easy to hear what we're saying and you get fatigued by all of this. Enough.
And then fall into the complacency.
That's
probably one of the biggest fuelers of complacency. Now, stop and think about it. We used to talk about terror fatigue.
Yep.
Because Americans were just so beat up with it. What level is it today? You know, your mom would be calling you going, should I put on my helmet? You know what I mean? It got ridiculous. And we still stayed in the fight. And I'll tell you why we stayed in the fight. Because we were one of the only people and websites, Doug's website, Northeast Intelligence Network, that was actually putting the true content on the website from what we were capturing overseas with our investigations, our undercover work and password protected forums. I mean, this was in Arabic, folks, but we were in there just pounding away. And they put out a video of somebody being headed or one of our politicians being murdered in the parking lot in Jordan, Amman, Jordan. You know, that guy that we knew he was going to be killed ahead of time. We didn't know anything about it. You know, after we notified the powers that be. Yeah, we've been down that road. We've been down through the terror fatigue. Can you imagine the mental stress that man, and I'll even throw myself in there, went through trying to protect this country? And you laugh and go, who are you two? Well, we were able to go and do things that the government couldn't do because of international law. we're civilians. I can walk in on your conversation. You know why? Because I'm just a dumb civilian that stumbled in here. Whereas law enforcement, the FBI in particular, and other ones with Israel and different ones, they couldn't go in there legally because it wouldn't fly in court because it was entrapment. They weren't supposed to be there.
And it was set up that way too. It was purposely set up that way to avoid.
So don't you know we became very valuable as far as getting the information out? And then as we were giving it to the government, we realized, you know, they're still hiding this from the people.
Yes.
But lives will depend on this. And especially when it's stuff was turned in, nothing was done, and actually lives were terminated. That's when we made a decision to really start putting stuff out. And you know what? I do. It's pretty much for the government. If you happen to get it, great. Do what you want with it. We've already sent it out to the public. You know how many times Doug had to change servers? just because of that. I kid you not.
Yeah.
I kid you not. We were swamped. We were so swamped that the site would lock up because many people were watching the films and looking at the documents. And this was firsthand stuff. This was Al-Qaeda and ISIS. You know what? They talk about, we killed Al-Qaeda. They're all done. Obama came from, will you terminate Al Qaeda? Right. Yeah, right. That means your head is your butt, or you are a bold faced liar. And I'll go with option number two on that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because every one of those people in ISIS were morphed from Al Qaeda in Iraq. Okay. Yep. We watched the morph as they changed because once Zarqawi died, okay, guess what? A new manager came in and the name changed. You know what I'm saying? And they would go under different umbrellas. And pretty soon they were at, I remember, ISI. You know what I'm saying? Then it was ISIL. You know, then it was, and you know what? So when they said, you know, ISIS is a different, ISIS is, the S on the end is just because of Syria.
Yeah, and people forget about this.
And ISIL, with the L on the end, was because of Libya.
Right.
Okay? And remember the Mujahideen... Council.
Yeah.
Right. MSC. After Zarqawi died, okay, Israeli intelligence took him out. And actually, it wasn't Israeli, it was Jordanian. We know how that worked because this dummy was standing on the porch holding his kid up and playing and didn't realize it. It basically said, oh, this is what my house looks like. Okay. pretty easy to find, you know, and looking at the plants around there and all. Couldn't wait to deliver that one. Of course, our people didn't do anything, but somebody overseas decided, and the best part was, it was Jordanian intelligence took that sucker out. It wasn't CIA. CIA was probably in the room next door with diapers. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
This Man, we could tell you stories. In fact, somebody emailed, Doug, you sent me an email, said, Randy should write someone a story. Here's what I'm doing. I'm working on a book, okay? But with everything going on, please forgive me. The book is being, it's very difficult to focus on anything because we're in this fight right now up to our eyeballs. I have set everything aside. My family supports me. Doug and his family support, our family support us. Mm-hmm. But there is huge sacrifices being made here. Everybody thinks it's Eric to tech, and he just put, you know how many hours Eric puts in a week? I want you to stop and think about it. You don't know the sacrifices made around here just to put a show out. And now we're going after the U.S. government to hold them accountable. And we're also building a database so that when we say Adam Schiff's at a restaurant, we can have 10 people there within 20 minutes.
Hopefully 20 people within 10 minutes, but
well, whatever. We're just throwing it out there, folks. But you think we're doing that because we're going to send out Christmas cards? No.
Yeah,
okay. And I'm just telling you. We have a fight here that anybody that would listen to us say, you guys are crazy. No, we're not crazy. God has spoken.
And you know, we got people, and you had sent me this last weekend, and we have people on our yapping on our backsides, okay, mm-hmm. wanting us in jail, okay, yeah. and look, they're trying to put us in jail. I'm not going to lie to you. Although we didn't do anything wrong,
and that's why we're so careful what we say.
Oh.
Because when they play it, they want to play it back in court. I'm going to say, we were very careful.
Of course, if they'll let us play back, I don't think so.
We'll be tried and executed before we get to the courtroom. Well, I just walk from one jail cell to the more maximum security.
Yeah, jeez.
Well, you think it's a joke? Do you realize that we've put our asses on the line here? You folks, you get it?
You folks that
are afraid to put your last name in an email, but you want to sign up for a Patriot list.
You know, people stop don't
and
realize.
Think, stop, and think, stop and think about how I look at that when it comes in. I'm like, really? We'll just use my email address. Really? Yeah. How am I supposed to vet an email address?
Yeah.
And you know what? We told you in the beginning. We're going to vet.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Vet, and we do. Sometimes it's after the fact, but we still vet. Of course, we don't send out anything that's crucial that could get us in trouble anyway. We certainly don't release any kind of plans, okay? But when, as far as the individual groups, right. I'll tell you right now, on
Randy
the militia.
Taylor, stand by for a second here. We got to mute you for a second.
Okay.
Okay. Stand by here. All right. So, what's that? Okay. We're okay now. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
We had there was a glitch with our.
Oh, okay. So I know anybody knocking on the door there. I heard Lady barking a little while ago. The studio dog. So okay.
No.
But anyway, this is ladies and gentlemen, the fight is real. We decided a month ago to get proactive, really proactive. We're not preaching to the choir. When we get upset on this show. And angry. We're not angry with you people. We love you. We're angry for you. I know you want to go out to the edge of your driveway and scream out what I'm saying, but you can't. So let me do it for you. That's what we're trying to say, okay? We love you. We know you're frustrated. I can tell in an email who's frustrated. People are and they say, I will do anything. You guys need.
Let's because we're limited on time. Let's move on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, man. I get you. Okay, I want to show this. James O'Keefe Media Group, okay, did something, and this goes to what you're saying, I think, a little bit. James O'Keefe went after BlackRock. Okay, now you go after BlackRock. It's the same as State Street Capital, basically. Vanguard. The okay, the big people with the money, right? Okay, this did not really. He ran in a lot of crap over this, but I want to show you who's behind. the people like Randy Taylor is talking about, no, I'm talking about it. Let's take a look at who's behind this. If you haven't seen this, there's a reason you haven't seen this, because it's getting blocked by the people out there who are wanting you to see who's behind the very things that we're talking about to take us into slavery. Let's play video 5. And we're going to combine the show notes from yesterday and today into one. So it'll be the same yesterday and today. That way you've got the continuity of notes. Here's clip 5.
They don't want to be in the news. They don't want people to talk about them. They don't want to be anywhere on the radar.
Why not?
I don't know, but I suspect it's probably because it's easier to do things when people aren't thinking about it.
All of these financial institutions, they buy politicians. You can take this big ton of money, and then you can start to buy people.
I work for a company called BlackRock.
Meet Serge Varley, a recruiter at BlackRock.
Let me tell you, it's not through who's the president. It's who's controlling the wallet. So it's the...
And who's that?
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks. These guys run. Campaign financing. Yep, you can buy your candidates. And obviously we have the system in place. First there's the senators. And these guys are f***ing shit. You got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. I could give you 500k right now. No questions asked.
Yeah.
I didn't do this. We're done.
Does like everybody do that? Does BlackRock do that?
It doesn't matter who wins.
You're so right.
They're my popularest funds.
Here's Serge Varley on how good war is for BlackRock's business.
Do you have any thoughts on the Ukraine-Russia war?
Yeah, I mean, I do have thoughts.
What are they?
Ukraine is good for business. You know, right? I'll give an example. Russia blows up Ukraine's grain silos. Price of wheat's gonna go mad up. Ukrainian economy is tied very largely to the wheat market, global wheat market. Prices of bread, literally everything goes up and down. This is fantastic if you're trading. Volatility creates opportunity to make profit. War is real f***ing good for business. It's exciting when s*** goes wrong, right?
BlackRock manages $20 trillion. It's incomprehensible numbers.
BlackRock Serge Varley says all of this is above a normal person's understanding.
You're like an undercover reporter. I don't know what normal people don't give a s***. This is beyond them.
The whole thing of like domination from a concept is just so interesting.
Hi, I'm James O'Keefe with OMG News. Here we are with our latest story, this time on BlackRock, one of the world's leading asset and investment managers, which owns significant shares of companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Anheuser-Busch, Meta, Target, Procter & Gamble, Comcast, CNN, Fox, and yes, Pfizer, just to name a few.
Okay, stop it right there. If you go to HagmanPI.com, the link will be there from yesterday to today. Watch that entire clip. I stopped it there because it gets deeper into things, but you get the idea of who is, we can buy a senator, they're cheap. We can buy this. We get the money. We can do this. But these are the people that you, Randy Taylor, me, Doug Hagman, and all of us are concerned with. Okay. In other words, these are the individuals and entities who we must go after.
Okay. We're like David and they're like Goliath.
That's right.
Times 20. It's unbelievable.
But I'll tell you, with God on our side, with righteous anger, with righteous fight, then we can win this battle. But that's an important clip I wanted people to see.
Yeah. And when he said about the assets, that's the fact. I know posted they have $8.59 trillion in assets. And the kid said 20 trillion. That's not billions. That makes Bill Gates look small when you talk about trillions.
That makes 90% of the countries look small.
That's a quarter of our national debt.
Hey, we are out of time. Randy Taylor, thank you. I want you to have a great weekend, folks. Have a great weekend. Please do your homework. Watch HagmanPI.com for some information. Thank you very much. God bless you, my friend. And again, next week, Jack Cashel, Susan Daniels, authors will be here. And we got a lot of stuff going on. So see you later.